Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Senior Sunday. We have really enjoyed being part of or observing this great day. Aubrey and I and our family have, and we're honored to be at a church that honors its seniors like we do. And so we're thankful for that, and really grateful for all of you who are here and for your families, to guests who are here today in the room or joining us online. Whether you're a guest who is here for today because you're just here, or you're a guest who's here to honor a senior, for whatever reason you're here, we're really grateful and hope that you'll give us a chance to meet you. I'm glad to be back here this week. Really enjoyed my time last week over at Skillman, and I watched Don's sermon, and he just did such a great job. And I'm really thankful that he had an opportunity to be here and you had an opportunity to hear him. And I enjoyed my time over preaching for and encouraging our friends just a few miles over at the Skillman Church of Christ. I have a shorter sermon today. I have one thing that I want to say to all of us, and I want to keep the focus on our seniors today, but I do want to pray first for our friends and neighbors up in Allen this morning. So would you join me in prayer? Father, we celebrate today with those who are graduating, with their families. We honor their hard work, and we look forward to hearing about the next phase in their lives. I pray that you would equip this church family to continue to support them in whatever they choose to do next and whatever life brings their way. We pause and turn our attention this morning to our neighbors up the road in Allen and the grief they're experiencing, the shock, the tragedy. We pray for the families of the victims, and we continue to ask, how long, O Lord? How long will we continue to contend with this kind of hatred and violence? How long will we be without any ways, it seems like, to fix this? And so we pray for solutions and not division. We pray for a love and not hatred. We pray for those who are in positions to do some things about this, whatever that is. And we all have different ideas about what that is. And right now we turn to you as the one who can bring solutions and help to this. And we lay this request at your feet. But in the coming days, would you bring comfort to that community? Equip the churches up there to minister to those who need it. And most of all, we seek the peace of your Son, Jesus. And we pray this in his name. Amen. I got to say to our seniors, one reason I'm thankful for you. So when I was a senior in high school, we got a new preacher at our church, and we TP'd his yard to welcome him. So like, I'm not trying to give you any ideas. I'm saying thanks, so don't blow that. But that's how we welcomed the new preacher my senior year. So I'm not up here as a person who knows many of you really well. We just haven't been around each other that much, and I get that. And you've got other people who are way more meaningful in your life, who have spoken in some really important things to you. And so I'm not going to pretend like what I have to say comes from a deep well of time spent with you, but it does come from just some things that I try to learn and practice in life. So as I was thinking about our most recent sermon series where we talked about mental health, I read a statistic that said about 30% of college students say they feel lonely at least once a week. One-third are lonely at least once a week. Some of you would say, I'm part of that group. Maybe I'm not a college student, but I feel lonely often. Some of you know people who feel lonely a lot. And you're about to be in a new phase of life and a lot of new decisions to make. But whether you're a person who feels lonely a lot or not, you're about to be in a group of people at college, or you may be at a job or some other place. But people your age, just know when you look around, about a third of them feel lonely a lot. And so I'm drawn to passages of scripture like Ella read for us earlier from Philippians, where Paul tells people to value others above yourselves. And I just wonder what that would look like in your context. I wonder what it would look like as a high school graduate to value others above yourselves. Because you're going to be faced with a lot of scenarios where you have to make that decision. Right? And so maybe there's a night when you have a lot of plans to be out with friends, and you've got the restaurant picked out, and you know exactly what the evening will look like, and you are going to have a lot of fun. But your roommate's had a disaster and your roommate needs somebody to talk to. And you're going to have to make a decision. Or your semester is going to get really, really busy very quickly with a lot of activities, a lot of demands on your time. And you'll think to yourself, I'll call my family later. I'll get to it. I just don't have time right now. Or you've got the perfect evening alone plan. I mean, you've got your Netflix queue ready, or you've got an hour that you can just sit and scroll through reels, and you've got your favorite food in front of you, and you have what you think is going to be a perfect evening of quiet, and your schedule is up to you. And somebody is going to intrude on that, and you have a decision to make. So this is the one thing I just want to say to you. As you move forward, prioritize people. Prioritize people, always. Now, what your preacher did not just say to you is, pick the party over studying, okay? It's not what I said. Don't go quoting that. But you're going to have a lot of opportunities come up where you are going to choose whether or not to prioritize people. Now, as a minister, I have been part of, either officiating or watching, a lot of funerals. And I want to tell you this. No one has ever choked up reading the accolades of a person. They've never cried talking about how grandpa went to such and such law school, or grandma was the top earner in her company, or uncle so-and-so had the best car. They never, ever cried and gotten emotional during that part of the funeral. The time when people get emotional in funerals is when they talk about the attention that the deceased paid to them. They talk about how grandpa always made time for me. Grandma always helped me do my favorite thing. The thing that people will remember you for is not the letters that might come after your name. Those are important and you should work at it with all of your heart. I'm not saying those are not important. But I am saying that this is the time when you're going to choose how people will remember you as an adult. And when they are talking about you, they're not going to get emotional thinking about your accolades or your earnings. They're going to think about how you made them feel and how you prioritized them. And so you have a chance to start doing that, even in your young adult years. So that's all I want to say to you. And that just comes from a life of trying my best to do this, failing often, but really making this a goal. When you have a choice of how to spend your time and your energy, maybe even your money, I am just asking you to prioritize people, because we serve a risen Savior who always prioritized people. We are really proud of you. We are looking for great things ahead. Thank you so much for letting us celebrate with you today. Let's be standing as we sing.